We'll start again the Gemara of Zayin Amid Beis. Very briefly, the second line before it gets wide. Omer Abaya. In the Machloikas, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. When is the Tzitz Meratza? Is it only when it's Meratza, when it's Al Metzchoy, or even when it's not Al Metzchoy? Omer Abaya. Benishbara Tzitz, Kulei Amaloi Pligid Loi Meratza. Even Reb Shimon agrees, when the Tzitz is broken, it's not Meratza, when it's not Al Metzchoy. Keep ligi on metzchoy is not meratzah either when it's broken. Broken is not a tzitz. Keep ligi like godim. Godim that akurim is not a beged, especially if tzitz is called a beged, big day kuna. Keep ligi the tole besichta. It's hanging on a preg. The pasuk says v'hoya metzach arim v'noso. So Rabbi Dajan's metzach together with v'noso. So it only is meratzah when it's v'noso, when it's all metzchoy. Reb Shimon Sovar, he dashed at the end of the pasuk, it says, again it says on mitzchoy, over there it says, v'hoya al mitzchoy tomid l'rotzoy. Tomid l'rotzoy means always a rotzoy. Reb Shimon Sovar, tomid l'rotzoy for Hashem. My tomid, what does that mean? Ilay mit tomid al mitzchoy, if it means always has to be on him, mi mishkachslo, it's impossible. Mi l'boi mayel l'beis akisei, yum l'boi meinam. So it can't be that it constantly on him because he goes to the base of Kisei, he has to go, he takes a nap. Ela tomid meratzu. So steht da tomid meratzu, even if it's not al metzchoy. Ule Reb Yehuda, nami yoksiv tomid, steht tomid al metzchoy. It's steht, I mean, tomid meaning even if it's not al metzchoy. Voya al metzchoy, tomid l'rotzoyin, which is mashma that it doesn't have to be on him. So come on, ahu tomid shal yasir dait vimeno. And nu din, you know, be misir das. Kide rabba rabuna dom rabba rabuna. Chai vonu mashma bitfil of kosho avisho. You have to be mashma bitfil and constantly. Kavachoy mitzitz. Matzitz shein balas kora achas omre toir al metzchoy tomid madach the tzitz it has to be al metzchoy tomid even though only one askora of shem Hashem of kodesh Hashem so tefillin so madach the tzitz omre toir shle metzchoy tomid shle yisrael daimeno tefillin sheish baskoros harbe al achas kam vekama there's numerous askoros and toys is right about vorens we mentioned yesterday briefly that the tzitz lechayu the shem is begolui so what's a kavachomer. It's much more. It's more than Shem Hashem. It's mechupa. So you're telling me there's more askaris, but lemaisa it's begolui. So Tosfos says, don't say that lemaisa begolui you have the shakai because shakai is not Shem Hashem. Shakai is only bekmotin. So Tosfos says that the word is that what's it called? Va'oid betzitzik Hashem amyucha ben dal oisis chomet tvei v'nirli de'ena kavachoy megom de gaisa. And my bono vach komar ne'ena medika chumra tvei betzitz. Yes, there's a greater chumra by tzitz because it's golui. Because mokem ke medika tefillin tzat chshiva zet tvei sheish ben askoz harbe. That should be of a svara of a kol shkein because the ma'isa shalay mashmish because she mashmish kol shor shalay yisiach because there's more askoz. And the Biskrov explained is the pshat is not the shame Hashem sheboy. If it's shame Hashem, there's no difference one shame or 21 shamers. It's the kedusha sheboy. It's a greater kedusha because it's the Shem Hashem is mentioned more times. Now the etzim din of shloi yisich daita mehen. So in halacha and simim mem dalt comes out from shagas ayam them, but the halacha comes out yisich das doesn't mean you can't remove your mind a moment when you're wearing tefillin. It means you can't be oisik b'schoik v'kalas roish. You can't do something that is a dichotomy and the opposite. It's a contradiction to realizing that you're wearing tefillin, but you can be oisik b'melacha acheres. You don't have to think about the tefillin even when you're doing something else. You can wear a tefillin and go about the day. Forget I'm all day always wearing a tefillin. Just schoik v'kalas roish. That's taka osa. But ein chlam b'melacha acheres v'in da'at alein. That's not called hesach adas. Zok the shagas ayeh that so the mishmush gufa is kadesh lo yovel deschoik v'kalas roish. The whole mishmush in the sugya is doesn't mean constantly, but that means. In order not to be bolid eschoy v'kalas roish, remember what you're wearing tefillin. So don't do something that's eschoy v'kalas roish, which is a contradiction, a stira to the hesach hadas, the es hadas you're not supposed
you
to have.
Never do kalas roish.
Yeah, he's saying never, especially with tefillin. Eschoy right. Means even something that maybe without tefillin you would have done. Doesn't mean something that's also obviously. Now the Biskrov in the Kuntra San Yuma has a gevaldige kasha. He blibes the kasha and he says that we know in hilchos tefillin the halacha is kotna yedel anich tefillin. So then, he's a deal on tefillin. That means shlo yafiach v'daitoy v'lo yishan. So he puts on tefillin. Every bar mitzvah bocha be'atz, you're supposed to tell him. Obviously, Kotten is talking about even before. But the point is, that's the din of chinuch. The chinuch tefillin is that we have to know that halacha shlo yafiach. So fact there, why is it not mentioned shlo yafiach daitoy? If shlo yafiach daitoy is one of the conditions, or even if it means not chayk v'kalas roish, but let that be one of the things. So the Biskarov blabs the sticker with the kasha. The Emek Brocha has a stick of ganze marocha on this sticker of the Biskarov. He brings it and he says he brings a sheet to mukubetzes and menochas dav lamed. The sheet says that the din of esach hadas is clearly not a part and parcel of the mitzvah tefillin. It's a zaitik mitzvah. It's an additional mitzvah. It's a mitzvah noisefes on the mitzvah tefillin. Why? What's his raya? Zok the sheeta. The sheeta mukubetzes and menochas says dav lamed that if someone is, let's say, oisik in something else and he's meniach tefillin, it's called oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. So if being misiach das and something else would be considered a chelik in a mitzvah, it's not called oisik b'mitzvah. You have to know if the vod is chayik b'chalas roish, exactly what the nekud is. But the pashas in shita state that it's called oisik b'mitzvah even though you're doing something else while you're putting on a tefillin. So we see it's called oisik b'mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tefillin. It's a mitzvah tefillin without it. Avada, you need it, but it's called an additional mitzvah noisefes. What do you say? It's a mitzvah noisefes on the tefillin. A mila, very important mila. But it's not called a cheftz of tefillin without it. The things that you mechanech a child for, ishlo yafiach, kot nidei alechanech, is the things in the, what's a chelik from the cheftz of the tefillin. Guf a tefillin is shlo yafiach. Dos is an maisa anocha. If it mean is it ma'akav or not, the gather is, this is the it's not a called a shame tefillin if you don't know the halacha of shlo yafiach. The additional din of shlo yafiach is an additional maila. One of the maila means that it's a ma'akav, or yes ma'akav. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah that it's considered that it's ma'akav in the kotnei yedea. Why says it's not ma'akav in the din? It's not ma'akav. Otherwise, he has to do it correctly. That's all shayla in the poskim. What does it mean? Every time you're mechanech, does it mean mit the ganze vi metut the mitzvah? If he doesn't do it correctly, there's no chinuch taka. Can't give a kid a lemon. So you want to know, vi vait. If he doesn't do the anuim correctly, does it mean he's not mechanech amida? Over there, you're yotzer the mitzvah. You're yotzer without it. It's without it.
Menach nami. You do it the wrong way, you're still yotzer.
If you do it the wrong way, in the anuim, you're still yotzer. Correct. But if you can't be mechanech a kid with a lemon, that's not called a meizah chinuch. It has to be the mitzvah.
Taisus later in Yuma brings down that there's a din in Mavern al mitzvahs by mishmush to kiss over here and then the Rosh. The Chareitz Mavur that it's a din of fiance. If the din of the mishmush, the siyachdas, what does this have to do with this? Lakabi the kimitz tefillin. Right? Kimitz tefillin is that the tefillin fathers that you shouldn't be siyachdas. The order of how you kiss the thing. Like from
so we see it's an additional. You bring a ride, that's an additional thing. Very good. Very good. Zok
the same thing.
It's the same thing, correct.
But he wore
tzitzit
when he wasn't doing
avodah? No, he wore it when he did avodah. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes back to the cheshman of the psukim. So we had, meanwhile, this twice it says, al metzach arim v'nosoi is Rabbi Yehuda's drosha, that it means only when you wear it. Al mitzchay tomid l'rotzoin is Rabbi Shimon's drosha, that it's meratze, even if it's not olav. Zog dem ol Rabbi Shimon domet tomid meratze, voksiv al mitzchay. The mice it says, al mitzchay v'nosoi. What are you going to do with the first part of the pasuk? Al mitzchay v'nosoi, which is mashma, only when you wear it. Zog ma'ahu likvoy eloi mokam u'da'osa. It's come to tell me, nudin. A kvi is mokam. Kviyas Mokam means that tefillin has to be on the Mokam of the Rosh. Now there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. What exactly is the Mokam of the what's it called of the tzitz? Is it like we assume it's on the metzach, on the forehead, or is it like the Mokam tefillin, the end of the cyrus, the beginning of the cyrus, the growing of the hair? That is the Mokam of the tzitz. Just like the tefillin, that is the tzitz. Rishonim and the Ritva. It's machlokes Rishonim. What taka the Mokam of the tzitz is? The kvayla Mokam udasa. Zok the Gemara, v'Reb Yehuda, the Dashans mitzvah v'nosa, to tell me that it's only meratzah when it's on him. So how does he know mokam of the tzitz? V'Reb Yehuda l'kvoy l'mokam v'nolei nafkalei ma'al metzchoi. Meaning, there's another pasuk according to him. Al metzchoi. Al metzchoi tomid, the second pasuk, the pasuk that Reb Shimon used. Al metzchoi tomid, he taka uses for the mokam. Zok Gemara, v'Reb Shimon nami teplei ma'al metzchoi. So why does Reb Shimon learn it from the first part of the pasuk? Al metzchoi ha'angam v'nosa. That the mokum tefillin, the mokum tzitz, I mean, typically from al mitzchay, which Rabbi Yehuda is learning right now. So the Gemara, einachanami, taka learns from there. The Gemara, Rabbi Shimon nami, typically al mitzchay, einachanami, ela al mitzchay v'nosoi my overlay. So what does he do with al mitzchay v'nosoi? We're saying now that he uses the second part of the pasuk for this and not the first. So the Gemara, omaloch roy le metzach meratze. Reb Shimon is telling me, Roy Lemetzach is Meratza. She'ena Roy Lemetzach, ena Meratza. La'afuke nishbaratzitz deloy Meratza. Oh, so the Gemara says the word is, Roy Lemetzach Meratza. She'ena Roy Lemetzach, ena Meratza. La'afuke nishbaratzitz deloy Meratza. He's saying as follows, that it's coming la'afuke nishbaratzitz. Avada kongt Reb Shimon, you don't need al-metzchoy. But that was the beginning of the sugi we had yesterday. Nishbaratzitz kulam leplikim. We started off kulam leplikim. Reb Shimon agrees. So that does state in that pasuk, and this part of the pasuk is telling me that nishbaratzitz is taka not meratza. So the Gemara roil metzach meratza. It's roil to the metzach. It's not broken. She ain't roil metzach. Ain't meratza. Lafuke nishbaratzitz deloy meratza. So Gemara Rabbi Yehuda nishbaratzitz. Now, when it's nishbaratzitz, it's not roil for the metzach. So you have to know the Mefarshim explain. According to Reb Shimon, on Yom Kippur, his whole raya was even a dalal mitzchay. But Yom Kippur, it's meratza too. Yom Kippur, he doesn't wear, only wear dalal begodim. So he doesn't wear it either. So how's the meratza over there? So pshat is over there, it's not a chisorin, that's not roi lemetzach. Pshat is over there, it's a chisorin, not mitzad the tzitz, it's mitzad the koyin. Vibal the koyin wears dalal begodim and not the tzitz. So the not wearing the tzitz on Yom Kippur is not a chisorin, lacking something in the tzitz. The tzitz is a beautiful tzitz. Just the koyin can wear it because he's wearing dalal begodim. Will be called yitu begodim if you don't wear all eight. Mashengel over here by nishba, it's chisorin in the tzitz. Here's chisorin in the chefta. Here's chisorin in the gavra. Chisorin in the chefta is takan mismayit. Mashengel chisorin in the person because he's a koyin on Yom Kippur, that will not be chisorin. Another teretz is they say because it's roy for koyin meshuach. So mele dvaite, it's be'etzim mitroi. Zog de gemorre ule Reb Yehuda, nishbarat tzitz menole. So now come to Reb Yehuda, don't have this drosha. How do you know taka that nishbarat tzitz is no good? Now the obvious question is, the Tais Rosh, Tais Shon, Bavon already, according to Reb Yehuda, it has to be on you. So you need to tell me that it can't be broken. Zog de Tais Rosh, you would say, Tais Shonim, that if not for the second drosha, you would use one drosha only for nishbar. Because nishbar, you would not know the other drosha that is not on him. It would not be good according to Reb Yehuda. So maybe you can eat both drushas. Zog de Mogel, Reb Yehuda, nishbar tzitz benole, nafkele mi metzach mitzchoy. Meaning it could have said metzach. Why does it say voya mitzchoy tomit? Could have said metzach tomit, the extra vav. Zog de Mogel, so that's coming to tell me this din of nishbar tzitz. V'Reb Shimon, metzach mitzchoy loy mashmele. It's not mashmele to dashen, metzach mitzchoy. Zog de Mogel, name Ahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. Let's assume that the Machloikas Tanoim is the same Machloikas Tanoim, meaning the Machloikas Tanoim if Hutra or Tchuya. We had a Machloikas. Is the din that it's Hutra or Tchuya? Tchuya means Bekoishi Itiru. And Hutra means it's Gansa Mutter. Name Ahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. We have a similar Machloikas Tanoim. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Echot Zev, Echot Zev, we had it on the Dalet, Mazin Olav Kol Shiva. That means side the pora, the avodas apora for 7 days in mafish and oisoi, the mazik kol shiva. All 7 days they sprinkle on him, and echod zeh inside the coin the mafish for yom kippurim, the mazik for 7 days they sprinkle on him, mazik kol shiva. From what mikol chatoy shoyisham? We had over there Rashi says even there's a tzad from the chatos, the eifah chatos of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was benes, it remained, or it means from all the ones that they left over. But the point is they were mazik for 7 days. Divir Ameya. Now we learned that from Miluim. From Miluim it says Vayaz al Aaron. By Miluim for 7 days he was Maz on Aaron. Or the Gemara says Mayim b'makom dam. So Mele interchange, even though Eifer is Mayim and here it's dam. But the point is, you learn Taka from Miluim, so that's what your Mazel called Shiva. So Zok Gemara, we learned in the Braisa. Echot ze Mazel of Kol Shiva. Mikol chato yishoy shom divir Ameya. Remei sheet is for 7 days you do the sprinkling. Reb Yosi oime ein Mazel olav el shlishi v'shvi bilvad. If you're assuming a person is a Tomei Meis, Vice says that's what we're doing it, you only need Hazor Shlish V'Shvi. So he says, Ein Mazel Shlish V'Shvi B'Vat. Reb Chanin is going to Koyin Emoimer, third cheetah. You differentiate, it depends. Koyin HaSeref HaSapora, the one that does the actual Seref HaSapora, he has a special Milo, Mazel of Kol Shiva. He does Taka all 7 days. Koyin Golo B'Yom Kippurim, Mashengen Koyin Golo B'Yom Kippur, then he Taka reverts to the original din of Ein Mazel of El Shlish V'Shvi. So what's this Yisrael Machloikas? We have a three of Machloikas. Tanakama holds, Remeya holds all 7 days. Reb Yosi holds only Shlisha V'Shvi. And Reb Chanin is going to coin him, differentiates. Koin HaServ Zapora is all seven. And Koin Golbi Yom Kippurim is only third and seventh. Zogma Maila B'Hokam Ifri. Remeya is the first sheet that says, Kol Shiva, Tuma Tchuyehi Betzibur. Tuma Tchuyehi Betzibur means, Zogt Rashi, what does that come in? Ubi'inon Tairam Aliso. Like we said, Tchuyehi Betzibur means that the Koishi Tihu, you have to do a proper Taira. So that's the Gabi when it comes to Mikvah. V'hazor bizmano v'chol yoyma ikal espukei shema yoyim yoyim shlishiu l'tuma osoi. B'shloish rishonim. All 3 days, the Hazor is like the Tefillah. You have to assume that maybe it's the first day. You don't know which one is the third day, I mean. Day number one might be day number three. Day number two might be number three. Day number three might be. So you have to do all three. That's the first three. U'b'shloish achoinim, you have to have a 4 day separation between Shlish and Shvi. U'b'shloish achoinim, the last 3 days, day number five, six, and seven, you have to be mistapik. Kol yom v'yom iklis pukim misveika shu Shvi. Maybe it's the seventh day. So day number four is seven, day number five, day number six, day number five, day number six, number seven. So maybe you have to do day number four, the Gemara is going to discuss later. What's the reason you have Maz over there? But upon him, it's a Taiga Ma'al Yisro, Tumet Chuyah means you need a Taiga Ma'al Yisro, it's because you're Tigu. So maybe you have to do all 7 days. That is the sheet of Rameya. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Tumet Hutru Betzibur, Tumet Hetru Betzibur. What does it mean? Hetru Betzibur is a Grashi. The Loi Machme Rabbe Ela Lamaila Ba'alma, it's only a Maila Ba'alma that you're doing it. The Alfino Mimiluim. That was the Gemara in Avdala that we just learned. That Shlokish, as Bjorkin said, Bishlem Lididi, I learned from Miluim. So you Maz all seven. According to you, you learn from Sinai. Where's the Hazor by Sinai? So he said Maila. Rabbi Yossi, Shlokish himself answered Maila. But we're saying now that the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that it's Hutra Betzibur, it means Be'etzem, you don't need to have a Tagam Ali, so it's Hutra. No, why do you do it? Like Miluim. Miluim is Exeris HaKosov. It says, Vayazalar and Kol Shiva. So Melu Adin, Vayom Kippen, and Udim Aporot, Yom Afish, you do it Kol Shiva. But you don't have to do Kol Shiva. It's only Maila Ba'alma. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says, it's enough Shlishi B'Shvi, because Be'etzim it's Hutra. So we see, Hani Tanoi, Kani Tanoi, meanwhile, that the Machloikas Hutra and Tchuya, is the Machloikas all seven, or only three and seven? Zogti Gemara, V'tizbara, are you going to tell me, if you're going to tell me Abiyosi holds it's Hutra, and it's only a Maila Ba'alma Be'etzim, and that's you do Shlishi B'Shvi, you don't need Shlishi B'Shvi either. Isovag Abiyosi Hetru B'Tzibur. So Azor Klal Lomeli, you don't need Azor at all. Zog Drashi B'Torah Shlishi B'Shvi. Ela Zog Demar retracts. The Kuli Alma Hanitano Isavi Tumet Chuyi B'Tzibur. That means you need a Tagam Alisa. It's Tumet Chuyi B'Tzibur, you theoretically have to do it all 7 days, the Hazor, just like Tyra. Chuyi B'Tzibur. Norvos, the machlokes is if you need all seven or only three and seven. Bochem makom mifugi. The meis of amrina tefila bezman and mitzvah. That means it's taken posuk. Rashi brings v'chita b'yom hashvi. The posuk says v'chita b'yom hashvi. It says v'iza toil atom b'yom shlishi b'yom hashvi. V'chita b'yom hashvi. V'chim zbegon v'gochet b'mayim v'toy b'arev. What is v'chita b'yom hashvi? Tell me an additional posuk that he's torn the seventh day when he goes to the mikvah. V'gochet loybol lamed ala tefila shtei b'yom hashvi. The tefila has to be on the seventh day. Now, that's the Gabi the Tefillah, not the Hazor. But the Hazor is a Grashi, Makshir on the Tefillah, Liyos Mitzvah Bizmano. Just like the Tefillah itself is Satan Posik, Vechitoi, Biyom Eshvi, Vetoval, Verochatz. Has been the seventh, so to the Hazor, you Makish to the Tefillah, Kol Yoyme Mazin Ale, Shema Yoyim Zmano. So just like Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvah, Satan the Posik, who had in the Hazor, you want to make sure it's Bizmano. So you Mesupakan every day, you do it 1, 2, 3 because it might be the third. You do 4, 5, 6, 7 because it might be the seventh. So because the tefillah bezman mitzvah, so you makish with the azor bezman mitzvah, and that's where Rameh says you do all seven. The Rabbi Yossi Sova, I know, le'am gonna tefillah bezman mitzvah, and it's enough to do it this third and the seventh day. Zok Rashi, what does he do v'chitoy? Mirsef's kedusha midash for something else. But akuponim it because it's not tefillah. Le'am gonna tefillah bezman mitzvah, so mele gimel v'zayin is enough. Zok the Gemara. So the machloikas now is that do you say tefillah bezman mitzvah or not? And Rabbi Yossi says, you don't say Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, and that's why 3 and 7 is enough. In fact, tomorrow we know Rabbi Yossi behead you hold Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah in a different sugya. V'sovah Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, v'otanya. Harei sho'i Hashem, kosov al b'soroi. If someone has a Shem Hashem written on his skin, harei ze lo yirchatz. You're not going to go to the water. Why? Because you're going to erase it. V'lo yosuch. And you can't rub yourself with oil. You can't go makom tinoifes if your shem Hashem is uncovered. Nizdam lo tefillah shel mitzvah. What do you do? We have to go to the mikvah because of a mitzvah. So koychol of gemi v'toivol. You take a piece of gemi and you toivol. Now what's the pshan in gemi? So luchari gemi is a chetzitza. Teretz is it's not tight. If it's not tight, so when the water goes in, it's going to erase. Teretz is no. The erasing, the ma'aseh b'yadayim is only when it comes b'shetef. When it comes strongly against it. Vashenkin, when it's without a tide against, the water is not rushing against you, because you have a gemi protecting, even though it's not tight, because it can't be chatzitza, that's really not called the maisa b'yadayim of erasing. That's your side is meduktik in Rashi. Zok Rashi, koichal of gemi, lohogin olav, Michoizik set for mayim. Rashi puts in choizik set for mayim. That means the gemi is to protect from the choizik set for mayim, so it's not called a maisa biyodayim of mechika. Masha enkin, it's not called a chatzitza, because once it's ready, koichol gemi, it's only to lahogin from choizik set for mayim, so yitaka don't do it tight. So it's once it's there ready, even not tight is megi mechoizik setav. Rashi coming to say, about it's not tight, because it's chatzitza. But it's once it's not tight, it's ready not a maisech mechika, because it ready it stops the choizik shetef, and choizik shetef causes the mechika. Al kaponim, so that's what you do, you put a gemi. You go put a gemi. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Rabbi Yossi Argens, that's the kasha we're asking. Yoyred v'toyvel kedarko. You go in regular. You can't rub it. You don't have to have a gemi. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains the reason Rabbi Yossi says don't take a gemi because he holds tefillah b'zman and mitzvah. That means if you're going to go search for a gemi, you'll push off the tefillah. We don't want you pushing off the tefillah and saying I can't find the gemis, I can't go in. No. Uve kaimelon the betefillah b'zman and mitzvah komiflegi tanakam esovar lo amgin tefillah b'zman and mitzvah. So you have time for a gemi even if you push off a day tefillah b'zman and la mitzvah. There's no problem of being ma'acher. Doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, I'm going to tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and that's why it's drop the gemi. Drop the gemi. Why drop the gemi? Because if you have the gemi, it won't be b'zmano. So mainly you don't do with the gemi. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, how are you going to the mikvah? It's a mitzvah. Very good. Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Without a gemi, why is it? So teretz is not a ma'is b'yadayim. Until, like the Gemara says, uvat shelo yeshavshef, in according to Rabbi Yossi, that means as long as I'm a shavshef, it's vital called the groma. It's a groma even if you don't, if you're going without a gemi. Now, that's what you have to say in Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Michas Chinuch has a shmak and raya from this Gemara. We know that the halacha is, when it comes to tefillin, in Shem Hashem, it's only could be written on dova amuta b'ficha. Now we know, klav can't be from a tray for hide. It doesn't be shechted, but it has to be muta b'ficha. Now, he brings that even to ride on something that's also beficha, not just it's not a kosher tefillin, it's even also to ride on dova sheinu muta beficha. It's an isegar. And he wants to say, he's mesupik, is there an isa mechikas Hashem if the Shem Hashem is written on something that's not muta beficha? That's a sofik, mechikas chinuch sofik. So mechikas chinuch brings a ride from this Gemara, the heart of a person's skin is not muta beficha, basa adam, and yet the Gemara learns the sugya mechikas Hashem. So we see that the din of muta beficha, avada with the even though it's not muta beficha and it's not kosher and it's osa, but it doesn't mean that it's no isa mechikas Hashem. That's a ride from this Gemara. Al kaponim, the Gemara brings a ride clear. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's tefillah bizmana mitzvah. So how can you say tefillah bizmana is not a mitzvah? And that's why it's enough the third and seventh day. Zok Demar retracts. Ela de kule alma lahani tanoi amrinon tefillah bizmana mitzvah. That means the hazosh shlishi v'shvi according to everyone. The machloek is if Hazor Gimel or Zayin or Kol Zayin ever know Tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and for sure Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. He can't argue. Rabbi Yossi says so. Toys Rambam Bey is going to say, why don't we say Kulei Alma Tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah? Number one, because Rabbi Yossi clearly holds Tefillah b'zman mitzvah in the Gemara and Shabbos by Gemi, and number two, because he can't say Kulei Alma alav mitzvah because Rabbi Yossi what's behind the reason of Remeya. Remeya clearly says you need to do it all 7 days. You won't do all 7 days if it's lav mitzvah. So it's kuli alma tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So Remeya is good 7 days. Reb Yossi is good from the next week in Gemi. So what's a machloikus? V'ocha bakum ifki a new machloikus in Gimel Zayin or all Zayin. V'ocha bakum ifki Remeya sovar makshin and hazol tefillah. Meaning we started off. Rashi said umakshin hazol tefillah by tefillah taka tefillah b'zman mitzvah. V'chito is a pasuk in tefillah. In Tefillah, it says in the Pasuk, V'yizah ator l'tome, v'chito b'yom eshvi, v'chibis b'gol, v'rochas b'mayim. So now the question is, are you makish hazol to Tefillah or not? So that's the question. Remei is sova makshin hazol to Tefillah, so that's why you need to have hazol kol zayin, to make sure that it's bizmano, just like Tefillah bizmano mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, loy makshin hazol to Tefillah, so it's sufficient if you do yom gimel, yom zayin. As long as you have 4 days in between, that's why she says, that's the ikka. The ikka is that it doesn't make a difference when you do the hazor. The hazor doesn't have to start a certain time. Hazor is man la mitzvah. What does it say? Shlishim shvi. Shlishim shvi means that you shouldn't have a separation of more than 4 or less than 4 days between the first hazor and the seventh hazor, between the third and the seventh. 4 days in between. But in chenami, if you wait till you do the first, there's no problem. Hazor is man la mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns. There's a tzad that even the 4 days in between is lav dafka. A component that's another tzant in Toys Shonim. That even Benayim you can be give me machik. Now, what's the Gemara saying? Zok the Gemara, may so machin hazol tefillah, may so machin hazol tefillah. So you don't have to have all days. Gimel and Zayin is enough. Now the Gemara finished the last man the Omar. Let's finish the last man the Omar. The last man almost differentiated. He said that Kohen Aser v'Tzapora is called Shiva. Masha'en ken Kohen b'Yom Kippurim only Shishi v'Shvi Mamonavshech. What does he hold? If he holds that Tfilah is on a mitzvah and your Max has all the Tfilah, so why did he differentiate between Kohen Golu and Kohen Aser v'Tzapora? He Max has all the Tfilah, I feel like Kohen b'Yom Kippurim Nami. It should be all seven. Eloi Max has all the Tfilah. If he not Max has all the Tfilah, so then I feel like Kohen Aser v'Tzapora Nami Loi, even the Aser v'Tzapora should not require all seven days. Oh, Zog the Gemara, Lo Oilom Loi Makish. He's talking about Makish. So if you're not Makish, so then why do you have to do all 7 days by the Koyin HaServ HaSapora? Zog the Gemara, the Koyin HaServ HaSapora, Maila Ba'alma. Like we had it all in the beginning of the Sugya. Maila Ba'alma, because the Maisapora was done with many kulas, that we'd use the Tful Yom Lafukit Tzdukim. So Koyin HaServ HaSapora, we taka do the Azor Kol Zayin. Be'etzim Ikin Adin, Loi Makshinon Azor Letfila. And Mela, even if Tfilah is on the Mitzvah, Azor is Loi Makshinon. The Koyin HaServ HaSapora is a special mila that we do because we're makel, because even Tful Yom is good, so we require Azor Kol Shiva. But Lo'oilam Itakos Lo'im Akshinon, and that's why the Koyin Gol, it's enough, Shlishi V'Shvi. We'll stop over here.